Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Vanessa. How can I help you?
Hi, Vanessa. My name's Trista. I just have an inquiry in relation to a little mouse family pet that I've got who seems to have something happening with, like, one of his front little paws. Basically, in a nutshell, I don't know what it is, but his skin's kind of, like, ballooned a little bit, like, and I don't know whether it's a growth or it's just something that needs to be drained or something, like an infection. But it does look quite big.
Yep.
And I'm trying to work out what the process is with, like, what I could do if I wanted to get him seen to, and, like, maybe, like, pricing in terms of consults, or, like, if he does need something done.
Yeah, so normally we just need to see him first so that we can determine what we're dealing with. So the consult's $179, and that's 30 minutes, and it's, like, whole health sort of record. So we'll send you a questionnaire just before the appointment if you can fill out some details about husbandry and what he eats and other animals he lives with and all that sort of stuff. But then at the time of the consult, we'll make an assessment of where, if it is an abscess, we'll just try and directly treat it there and then. So sometimes it's not appropriate to do any intervention immediately. Sometimes it's more likely that we will send him with some antibiotics, some having given by injection, or some that you would hide in like a food treat so that you get he gets the dose morning and night, and then get him back in a few days and address it if it's an abscess or other sort of infection. If it looks like something nasty like a tumour, sometimes we're recommending an aspirate of the area to have a look at under the microscope, in which case sometimes we can do that conscious and others we have to anaesthetise him. So, depending on how small he is. Yeah, and just so tiny. So really, really hard to do anything conscious on these guys because they don't sit still for you. So often...
No, they don't.
If it does require that, we'll sometimes use a gaseous anaesthetic with oxygen, for example, and increment it up until he's asleep, have a look at him properly, take the sample we need, wake him up. So, and that can be done in the time of the consult.
Yeah, right. Okay, then, no worries. And just wondering too, like, if it was something like, say, he needed it sort of, like, say it was like something that, for example, needed to be just drained or something like that, do they just charge you on top of, like, your consult? So, like, if it's $170, like, and it was an extra $100 or something like that.
Yes.
Do you know, like, what, like, roughly you'd be looking at, like, just out of curiosity?
So probably a procedure which requires anaesthesia. The short anaesthetic fee is about $130, okay?
Yeah.
And then that could be up to 15 minutes or so that he's out, but it's only anaesthetic that he breathes in and breathes out. So it can be done in the time of the consult for him to still go home.
Okay.
And then if it's cytology, for example, aspirate it, or if it's an abscess and we treat it, you could be looking at another $50 to $100 on top of that.
Okay.
So it just depends on, you know, what it is, what drugs we have to send him home with. So if you budget the consult plus up to another, say, $200, which sounds real expensive for a mouse, but it's not the mouse you're paying for, it's the actual procedure on a tiny animal.
Of course.
But yeah, so budgeting around about that will probably cover what we need to do as far as intervention goes, like during the time of the consult.
Yeah, that's okay. Do you have any availability this morning at all? Like if I was to bring him down, like would someone just be able to have a look at it and see how serious, like, or maybe if he does need to be seen quickly or not, or?
Well, that would be, like it's just the consult with your vet would determine that. So yeah, we've got some time this morning. Like we could do, say 20 past 10, if that suits you. That's the
earliest
that'd
be fine.
Got.
Yeah. Yep.
So have you been to us with any of your animals before?
No, I haven't actually. This would be the first time.
Okay. And is he the only mouse you have?
So we do actually have two. The other one's perfectly fine though. Like we haven't seen anything with him. He looks just normal. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your surname?
Sorry, McLaren, McLaren.
Okay. And your first name?
Trista, T-R-I-S. T-A.
Yep. And is a capital M-C, capital L?
So capital M, little c, capital L.
That's right.
Yeah.
And your address, please, mate.
Yeah, sure. Number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Stark, Stark.
Yep.
Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Narangba.
Yep. So
yep.
You'll be right to get here by that time, 20 past 10.
Yeah, so because I'm sort of like already out and about.
Right.
I'm in North Lakes at the moment, so yeah, I was going to sort of head out that way anyway.
Have you got the mouse with you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Cool. That sounds going back to Narangba in the back again. You wouldn't get here by 20 past
yeah,
10.
Yeah, no.
your email, please, mate.
Yeah, sure, sorry. First name, Trista.
Yep.
_ Jasmine, Jasmine.
Jasmine, yep.
@hotmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And a phone number, please, Trista?
Yeah, sure. 0400.
Yep.
873266.
3266. Cool. And what's the little mouse's name?
To be honest with you, I cannot remember.
He's changing their names
all
cool.
the freaking time.
That's all right. We'll just call him Mouse.
Yeah.
Male or female?
Yeah, we'll just call him Mouse. That'll do.
Sorry. Male or female, do you know?
It's a female.
Okay. And how old is she?
Look, if I was guesstimating, probably a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. I'll just go. That's, yeah, not long off the natural term of their life.
So that could be like a normal thing, is it, like that they sort of start to get ailments around like that age?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And is she grey? Colour is
no.
She?
So this one's black and white, so mm-hmm. patchy sort of all over
mm-hmm.
really.
Mhm.
Yeah.
And do you know, do you have any others or is she your only one?
Oh no, sorry, we've got one other one and it's very similar. Like it's probably more white than it is black, but yeah, it's another female.
Okay. And she's about the same age?
Yeah, probably a tiny bit younger.
All right.
Tiny bit younger, yeah.
So probably the hardest part with our discussions at that age will be exactly that. Where of this
well,
age?
Well, the question
the
that
I,
sorry, because this was also another thing. Like I wondered, like if that's the case, and maybe this is like an indication that they're kind of on their way out as well. Because I did think about that.
Mm.
If they said, look, it's you know, it's probably you know. Not worthwhile sort of, you know,
mm.
getting like any intervention in terms of surgery sort of thing. Like what's involved with like putting them down if you had to, because I just don't like either way, I don't really want it to suffer any more than it kind of has to, if that makes sense as well. Like I don't want it to be in pain.
Yeah, that's right. So normally like if you had presented her and you're quite aware that what this looks like is quite bad and you had decided
mm-hmm.
that you're not going to intervene with treatment, we would just ask you to sign a consent form for euthanasia. As long as like the vet examines her and agrees as part of that, we can just charge you the euthanasia fee, which is $150. So that requires a full general anaesthetic. So we do that and you can be present, be part of it, hold her while the anaesthetic works. If the injectable anaesthetic that we've given her isn't effective for the whole period of euthanasia, which is inclusive of the heart stopping, we'll usually take her from you and use an anaesthetic gas to supplement an injection into the heart. And that sounds awful, but she's surgically anaesthetized at that point, okay? So she doesn't feel anything.
Yeah, okay.
So if you ever think about it before you come, you can let us know either way what you'd prefer.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No worries at all. All good. We'll see you 20 past 10. Thanks, Trista.
All right. Thanks.
See you. Bye.